In 1683, a rabbit enclosure was built during the reign of the great elector, and the island was recorded in history books as the Kaninchenwerder, or Rabbit Island. At the start of the 19th century, thanks to Friedrich Wilhelm III's passion for collecting, a small menagerie with animal cages and housings was installed between the castle and the Castellan House. This constellation was altered in 1824 by Peter Joseph Lenné, who arranged the animal park along a wide line of sight in an east-westerly direction, so that it could only be seen when one was approaching it. Houses in Italian villa style were built, along with stone grottos and an aviary. Today, this is the only remaining original structure recalling the spectacular appearance of the royal menagerie. The visitor regarded this exotic dream world with a mixture of curiosity and fright, and saw, for the first time, the unfamiliar species in their evolution. Alligator, buffalo and kangaroo, ape, chameleons and wolf, eagle, cockatoo and lion, llama, bear and beaver. Over 100 different species and more than 900 animals lived in this paradisiacal island. Only an elephant and a giraffe were missing. Friedrich Wilhelm III liked to visit his animals often. He even fed many of them by hand and presented his collection willingly to the inhabitants of Berlin. This led to a serious rush and pandemonium. For this reason, from 1821, the Peacock Island was only open to the general public 3 days a week. But the curiosity of the Berliners about the island's exotic residents became enormous, and the special trains to the Peacock Island were hopelessly overcrowded. In 1842, Friedrich's son, Friedrich Wilhelm IV, had the animals moved to the Berlin Zoo, which was just being built, and which was opened 2 years later as the first and largest of its kind in Germany.